Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Jesus said, I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Welcome to our study about the church of the New Testament. What do you know about when Jesus promised the church would begin? As you look to the Bible, there was but one church. Jesus promised He would build His church, but yet when we take the Bible and we compare that with what we see today, there are a host of religious groups that exist. How can I know if these are the church I read about in the New Testament? One way is I can find out when the Lord's church was started. When did Jesus promise? When did God promise His church would come into existence? Well, before we even think about this, here's a bit of information. As you look at religious groups that exist today, most of them have been founded in the last 400 to 500 years. That is, from 1500 on, most religious groups that exist today were started in that time frame. Well, when was the New Testament church started? In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, Daniel saw that great vision, and in the midst of that vision, a promise and prophecy was made. Daniel said, in the time of these four kings, God will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. Well, what kingdoms was Daniel talking about? You've got the Babylonian kingdom, the Medo-Persian kingdom, the Greek empire, and the Roman kingdom. Now, did God set up a new kingdom during the time of Babylon? No, God was still reigning through Israel. Did He set up a new kingdom during the Medo-Persians? No, Israel was still God's people. What about during that Greek period? Still reigning through Israel, but then you come to that fourth kingdom, the Roman era, and God, during this time frame, did set up a new kingdom. How do I know that? Think about the words of Jesus, who lived and died in the Roman era, in Mark 9, verse 1. Jesus said, made the promise to His disciples, He said, assuredly, I say to you that there are some of you standing here today who will not taste death until, adverb of time, until you see the kingdom of God present with power. Now, what is the kingdom of God? Whatever it is, Jesus promised during the Roman period, and right in line with prophecy, a new kingdom was coming. What is that kingdom? You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18? I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then He said to Peter, I'll give to you the keys to the kingdom. What's the church? The church and the kingdom are one and the same. Well, is it the case then that during that Roman time period, the church came into existence? Absolutely. Colossians 1 verse 13, writing to Christians about an event that had already occurred, he said some of them were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Friend, the kingdom is the church. That kingdom was started in Acts chapter 2 during the Roman time period in A.D., in the first century, A.D. 33, and thus, the church of the Lord didn't start 400 or 500 years ago. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ started in Acts chapter 2 in the Bible. Now, how's that significant? Most denominations that exist today were started 1,000, if not more, years later than the New Testament church. And so here's what we have to ask. If a religious group was not started when the New Testament church was started, can it be the church you read about in the Bible? And friend, the answer is no. If it doesn't fit the guidelines, and if it doesn't fit the blueprint, then it can't be the Lord's church. Friend, we ask you today, are you a part of the New Testament church? Or not a part of a man-made denomination, are you a part of the church that Jesus bled and died for? Jesus purchased the church with His own blood, Acts 20 verse 28 says. If you're not a part, we encourage you today to become one. Look to God's Word. See what the Bible says about the church. And more than anything, have a heart and a desire to say to yourself, I'm going to be a part of God's church, not a church started by man. Our hope and prayer today is that you'll continue to study with us as we seek to learn more about the church Jesus started.